Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette CPA announces run for Wyoming House District 31. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A Gillette man is entering the race for the Wyoming legislature. Bruce Brown, a retired certified public accountant and small business owner, has announced he's running for House District 31, the seat currently held by Representative John Baer. Brown says his campaign will focus on state finances, support for local businesses, and improving access to mental health services. He points to his background working with Wyoming families and businesses as key to his approach, saying strong financial management and community awareness go hand in hand. Mental health is a central issue to his campaign. Brown says investing in those services can strengthen the workforce and reduce long-term costs for things like emergency care and the criminal justice system. He also emphasized the importance of economic growth and diversification, along with transparent government spending. Brown says if elected, he plans to focus on listening to residents and making what he calls common sense decisions that support families, workers, and local communities. Brown previously served on the Gillette City Council from 2019 to 2023. Gold coins worth thousands reported stolen from mailbox in Campbell County. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is investigating after thousands of dollars in gold coins were reported stolen from a mailbox. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, a 79-year-old woman reported on Monday afternoon that $12,000 worth of gold coins were missing from a package delivered the night before on Hillside Drive. The woman told deputies she had ordered four 24-karat gold coins as a gift for her son, each valued at about $6,000 each. When she opened the package, two of the coins were gone. Authorities say the coins did not have tracking devices or identifiable serial numbers, making the investigation more challenging. The case has been turned over to investigators at the sheriff's office. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.